those that receive it. Father, we ask it now. Would you heal and deliver? Would you break evil bands of wickedness? Would you loose your people that they might be free to worship? Father, we'll be careful to give you glory and praise and honor. And we will join in with the many winged seraphim, the many eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you are holy. You are holy, God. You are holy. Your glory fills the earth, and your spirit fills us. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, to be worshipped, to be adored. What an awesome God. If you don't know him, get to. You'll find that he's more than awesome. He's magnificent. He's wonderful. He's miraculous. He's marvelous. He's everything that you can think of. Any word that you can think of that is great or greater, he's better than that. Amen. I want to use for a thought, and this is all I have wrote down, is the title of the scripture, because the rest of it is on him. It's only temporary. Amen. That is the thought for this morning. It is only temporary. Tell somebody, neighbor, whatever it is, it is only temporary. Amen. Thank God for that. He said, but though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. The outward, what your flesh, sometimes, you know, because we get high blood pressure from stress and worry, right? We you know, our flesh, we break out, hair break out, we, you know, all of that stuff. You know, we get weak, we develop arthritic joints, all of the old man perish, the outward man perishes. He's weakened. He starts to be corrupt and rusty. Amen. Or he begins to weaken and start to decay. That's what it really means, that word means, perish. So he said the outward man, though it perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. You know, I thought about this and I said, you know, I feel the same way inside about God that I felt from the first day. The first day I loved him. I wish I had somebody. I still love him today. And I don't feel tired, you know, and I kind of wonder how sometimes people get to the point that they, you know, I don't want to really know by experience. I just want to know how they get to the point to where they tired of serving. I'm just tired of church, tired of serving God, tired of praying, tired of praising, tired of reading, just tired of it. How you get to that point? When you realize it ain't about just you. When you realize it ain't about just me getting my stuff and having fun and everything going my way. That through everything that I go through, that I'm being tested, tried, and proven. And not for myself, but so that someone else might see me in the midst of what I go through, and they might be encouraged to go through too. That's the problem with us Christians. We're trying to make everybody think that everything is great. It's all gravy. We try to make everybody think that nobody go through nothing. We've been fake. We've been false. We're trying to make people think that we don't make mistakes. Preaching here, I'm just trying to tell you. But what we have to realize is we make mistakes, but the thing is I don't waddle in my mistake. I know how to turn around and say, Lord, I'm sorry, and repent of my whatever mistake I made and get back in line with God. Okay, y'all religious folks looking at me funny. The Bible says a just man falleth seven times. He said just. Now, this is a man that's just or justified, right? He falls seven times, but he gets back up. I wish I had somebody in here. Now, I'm not giving you a license to do what you want. I said a mistake. I ain't say an intention. Amen. So what we have to understand is there's a difference between walking into and entering into or falling into and entering into. Amen. And so we have to understand that, but we've been so fake to people that they don't know, even our children don't know, we sometimes going to go through stuff. Because we hold this facade that we ain't weak sometimes. because we try to make people think we ain't never got nothing wrong in our life. Everybody has had something wrong in their life. But you know what? We have to make sure they understand that if we go through something, God is on our side. That God is with us even while we go through. And that's why people can't understand, well, God let that happen. Well, God is here all the time. God gives us volition and choices, and sometimes we make the wrong one. But that does not mean that God is not with us. Okay, let me go on. He said, for which cause we faint not, through the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Every day we get renewed. Every day God refreshes us. You know, he gives us, the Bible says, he gives us new mercies every morning. He wakes us up afresh and new so that we can go back and be empowered to do whatever it is we need to do for the day. Do you know if God does not give you strength for the day, you won't make it through the day? So he renews us day, but we take for granted the day. We take for granted even laying down at night. We take it all for granted, but every day he is the one that gives us strength. If he does not breathe breath in your body, you die. But he gave us breath all night. He didn't wait till this morning to breathe breath to us. Look, while you didn't even know you were breathing, he was putting it in you. See, that's how good God is. Okay, look at this. Let me get out of here because y'all getting bored now. He said, for our light afflictions. Light affliction. The word light is in the Greek, it really means, the simplest translation, it means easy. Our easy afflictions. Whatever we go through, whatever afflicts us is easy. He said, for our light afflictions, look at this, which is but for a moment. So what does that mean? That means it's temporary. It's easy because I know that it's temporary. See, but if you think it's everlasting, it ain't going to be easy. But I know what I'm going through is temporary. And since I know that not only is it temporary, but God is with me in it, I ain't worried about it. That's what make it light. This is my light work. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know, when you've been through some stuff, you know, when you work out, you may start out and you may struggle with 100 pounds, but after you do it so long, it becomes what? It becomes light or easy, right? And so sometimes we don't even realize that the things that God has taken us through little by little throughout the walk of our life, he's only helping us to become stronger. That when we do get to something that would have been too big for us 10 years ago, amen, that it becomes easy work now because we are experienced in picking up this trial and carrying that burden. See, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to handle it. But God worked you out. He worked your faith out. He worked your spirit. I wish I had somebody. He got you in the right mindset that when you decided that you wanted to go do whatever you did and didn't work out, that you were able to pick it up. Oh, come on and say amen. But he said, which is but for a moment. Now, we got to understand what a moment is measured in. A moment is measured in the bat of an eye. That means that when I go through any moment now, God can deliver. That any moment now, God can open up the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing that I don't have room enough to receive. That means any moment now, I know that sometimes we wait on stuff. We say, Lord, how long? But we need to know that any moment, God can do it. God can heal you any moment. God can deliver you at any moment. God can set you free at any moment. You know what else? God can release that pressure off you any moment. I know you got some stuff on the inside that it ain't all always on the outside, but it's stuff that weighs down on your mind. Do you know that God could comfort you any moment? God can deliver you from that any moment. You know what? They said some stuff about you, and yeah, they put the lie. But that's all right. God delivered you through all the lies and all being talked about and put down. Maybe you've been some conversation of gossip, but don't worry. It's but for a moment, because when they find the next person to talk about, you'll be forgot about. Come on and say amen. And so it's only for Y'all got it now. It's only temporary. And since it's only temporary, he said, look at this. He says that for a moment, it worked for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. Now, when I look at that, listen to this, and I'm going to get out of here because I got to go. I'm going to let y'all go too. Because he says now that it weighed. He talked about weight. Now, when he talks about this, he says what he's saying is that take my trials. Take my light afflictions. That's why he called them light. He said, put them in the balances. And he said, put on one side all that I've been through. And put on the other side nothing but the glory of God. And so you'll realize that the glory outweighs my affliction. You'll realize that God covered me more than my afflictions affected me. You'll realize that God put his hand on me more times than I even realized I was going through. You'll realize that God helped me through it when I didn't even know it was coming my way. You'll realize that even though they put me in the lion's den, that God went ahead of me in the den and shut up the mouth of the lion and put them on a diet. Come on. I wish I had some. Somebody, there's a Daniel free diet that the lions have been put on and they can't eat you. Oh, come on and shout glory when he go through the fiery furnace. I wish I had somebody. You'll find out that God robbed the fire of his ability to burn just so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego can go through the fiery furnace. And if God could rob the fire of its ability to burn, what about what God will do for you? Do you know that God will? He'll rob your enemies of their ability to harm you. He'll take away the sting. Better yet, Jesus already did. The Bible says that when Jesus died, that he took the sting out of death. And he said, oh, death, where? Your victory. I wish I had somebody. Give God some praise here and tell your own self. Say, self, what I've been through is only temporary because my God will supply my need according to his riches and glory. What I'm going through is only temporary because I know the enemy comes in one way, but when God stands up, he'll flee seven ways. I know it. Come on and say amen. I know it's temporary because he said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him from them all. I tell him it's only temporary. Oh, come on and shout a yes here. It's only temporary because what I'm feeling in my body, it won't last always because I know my God. He's not a doctor. He don't have to practice medicine. He's a healer, and he sent his word and healed me. Do I have anybody? It's only temporary. Why is it temporary? Because the Bible says that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Do I have a witness here? Is there anybody here that realizes temporary? Because the Lord won't leave you and he won't let you stay like you are. When we begin to thank him, the Bible says, make our requests made known through thanksgiving. Is there anybody in the house that can say through all things, I give him thanks? They lied on me, but thank you, Lord. They talked about me. Thank you, Lord. I've been broke. Thank you, Lord. But now I got a little something. Thank you, Lord. I've been sick. Thank you, Lord. But God delivered. And everything, give him thanks. I wish I had somebody. I had a lot of friends, but thank you, Lord. Now I'm standing by myself, but thank you, Lord. I don't care what state you're in, be thankful in the state. Paul said it like this. He said, whatever state I'm in, I've learned how to be content. I've learned how to be both hungry and how to be full, how to have everything I need and have to suffer need. Do I have anyone that's in the house of God that said this is a light affliction? In other words, I got my light work and I'm going to work this thing out because I know God is on my side. But then he says in verse 18, why we look not at things that are seen, but look at the things unseen, because the things that are seen are only temporary, but the things that are not seen, they are eternal. So you can't see my muscles, but I worked them out, so I got some strength. I wish I had somebody. So it's underneath the surface. But when I look at what he's really meaning something deep down. He says something that's eternal. In other words, the stuff that's eternal, I can't lay eyes on it. Because the Bible says, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered in the heart of man, the things that God has in store. But I got faith. So what is faith? Faith is the substance of things not seen. I wish I had somebody. It's the evidence of what I don't see. And so since I got faith and I can't see what I got, but I know that I got it, it works for my eternal glory. Somebody shout glory. Shout hallelujah and give God some praise. It's only temporary. What you're going through, well, come here, Jesus. I might as well close it now. Jesus went to the cross, but he said, not my will, but thy will be done, because he knew this thing. He knew it was only temporary. They beat him all night. They whipped him with a cat o' nine tail whip, stripped off all the skin from his body. He bled so bad, but he said it's only temporary. I wish I had somebody. He hung on the cross, but while hanging on the cross, somebody else saw something. It was a thief on one side that said, when you get to your kingdom, remember me. What did the thief know that the other folks didn't know? That it's only temporary. Somebody shout yes. Shout yes. But when Jesus died, the Bible said he gave up the ghost. Why was he willing to die? Because he heard, or because he knew what I heard. I heard that him say that if you tear the temple down, I raise it up in 3 days. And so early on the third day morning, he got up with all power. That same spirit, the spirit of power, is on the inside of you. So no matter what you're going through, it's only temporary. Because when the spirit of God is on you, he can make changes in your life. When the spirit of God is with you, things can't stay the same. So let that enemy know. Let your trials know. I know you're trying to take me out, but I can't stay like this, because one day I'm coming out. Come on, tell somebody, I'm coming out. Look at me now. You see where I'm at. I ain't everywhere I want to be. I ain't got what all I need, but I won't be like this always, because I'm coming out of here. I'm coming out of depression. I'm coming out, come on. I'm coming out of frustration. I'm coming out of brokenness. I'm coming out of bitterness. And I'm walking in liberty. Do I have anybody that said I'm coming out? Because what I dealt with yesterday was yesterday best. But on this day, I declare that I shall live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord. Somebody say yeah. Shout glory. Shout glory. Hallelujah. It's only temporary. Slap high five if you ain't too mean this morning. Slap high five with two or three people and testify to them and encourage them. Say it's only temporary. It's only temporary. It's only temporary. Oh yeah, you look at me now. Wait till next week. I just don't know what God might do. Look at me now. But wait till I rise when the morning comes. Somebody say yes. In the morning when I rise,
I want to rise holy. Somebody shout glory. Shout hallelujah. Don't lay it down. I've been through trials. I've been through tribulations. But the Lord. Anybody got any buts? Yeah, I got some buts. But the Lord. When the enemy came in like a flood. But God lifted up a standard. Somebody say yes. When my enemies came to eat up my flesh. But God, they stumbled and fell. Somebody say yes. Come on and shout glory and give God praise. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. I say, won't God do it? Won't God fix it? Won't he make a way? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yes. Y'all made me feel good because I realize it's only temporary. I got my hopes on something else. It ain't on money. Donald Trump don't worry me. Republicans or Democrats, they don't worry me because I got my mind made up. I got my heart fixed that for God I live. Somebody say yes. I'm holding on to God's unchanging hand. Is there anybody else other than me feel like I feel? I believe I run on because I know what the end's going to be. It's going to be all right. Say it's going to be all right. Why is it all right? Because I have a God who sits high and looks low. He never slumbers, nor will he sleep, but he watches me. Somebody say yes. He guides me with his eye. So I keep my eyes on him. Somebody say yes. Shout glory. Come on, press your way. Forget that stuff that was last week. Forget what's behind and reach forth to what's before. Come on, press your way. I press. Press your way. Push them out of the way. Trials in your way. Push it out. People in your way. Push it out. Money problems. Push it out. Gossip. Push it out. Come on and shout glory. I know it's been in your way, but I know it's all right when I look at my God who's able to give me perfect peace when I keep my mind stayed on him. Quit thinking about other stuff and think about what he can do and what he did already. Tell somebody, won't he do it? Tell him, won't he do it? Say, won't he do it? I'm about to go to my seat. But before I go, shake your neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, I may not know three things. I may not even know two things. But one thing I know, I know he's all right. Shout yeah! Shout yeah! Shout yeah! Hallelujah! 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 It's only temporary. Hallelujah! It's temporary. Huh? Hallelujah. Come on, it's a light affliction. Tell somebody, testify and say, it's a light affliction. Now tell them your affliction is just a light affliction. Encourage your neighbor and say, you're stronger than that. You can pick that up. You can throw that off. You can overcome that. You're more than a conqueror because he loves you. Tell somebody. Overcome that. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my own testimony. Do I have anybody in this house? Oh, yeah, you know why? And listen, last thing I'm going to say, I promise I'm going to try to get out of your way. But Paul said in Romans 8 and 38, he said, for I am persuaded. In other words, I already know that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come, high debt or things to come, shall be able to separate me from the love. In other words, God loves me so much that what I'm going through won't make him abandon me. God loves me so much that what I did don't make him abandon me. God loves me so much that what I feel won't make him abandon me. And so I'm just telling you, it's only temporary. Yay! Shout yay! Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's all right. Yeah, he's all right. He's all right. Come on, he's all right. Hallelujah. He'll give you victory in the midst of the battle. Hallelujah. Look how good our God is. Because this battle is not yours. It's not. The battle is not yours. You're just a bystander. You're just in the middle. God said, the battle is not yours. It belongs to me. God takes ownership. And whatever God owns, he makes sure it works. I wish I had somebody. Oh, yeah, this battle is between God and the demons and the devils of this world. Just caught in between. This battle is not ours. It belongs to him. Hallelujah. It's only temporary. What I'm going through. What I encountered. How hard it's been. I can carry now. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can carry. Because my shoulders are big. There's a story of a man, I'm trying to get out of your way there. Said the man was plowing. He was plowing and trying to clear up the land so that he can begin farming. But after he cut all the trees, every obstacle out the way, there was this rock in the middle of his field. And when he'd get to that point, he would have to plow around. And one day his wife said, move, you ought to move that rock. And he said, I tried, it's too big. Can't move it. It's too deep. It's too big. It's lodged in there. Every day that man would come and he would push on that rock. He would push and push. And then he said, God, why did you allow such a big rock to be put in my way? I can't move it. I need some help. I need you to help me. Then one day he kept pushing. And all of a sudden the rock rolled out of its place and he was able to move the rock. And he said, God, but I don't understand. I had to push so long. I don't understand why you just couldn't let it rain or something and then it loosen up and maybe push it out of the way. But I had to use all my strength and energy. And God spoke to him. He said, son, he said, look at your arms. He said, before you met that rock, you wasn't as strong. He said, notice that you developed. And sometimes we don't understand that God is only developing us. While we go through our trials, he's developing. He's making us stronger. Because we forget the object is so that we will look like Christ. We will look strong like he is. So that whenever the enemy come our way, they see us and they see Christ in us. Today, don't curse your rocks, your trials, your tribulations. Embrace them with the fact that you know they're only temporary. Let me get through these reps right here so that I can move on to something else. Hallelujah.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Pimpty, Louisiana, 71411.